fine. I didn't do anything the whole day. I'm sorry, I appreciate you very much.
Look, I thought I'd ignore you, but he didn't want to say, I'm shocked from where it's from.
So they couldn't hook this to your safety net?
There's one piece of this I want to look at. I have to show it to you. Okay, I can't see it. I want us to add one thing to last week's discussion. Last week I spoke about the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you recall, for those who were here, which usually aren't too many, but the same way. I want to mention one more thing. There's a Chazal, Rashi quotes it, the beginning of Parshas Matos. There's a Rashi, when the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe Rashi Amatos and Lei Yisrael Eimor, Zeh Adom Asher Tzivu Hashem. So Rashi quotes the Sifre. Thank you very much, Shukran. Rashi quotes the Sifre, the beginning of Parshas Matos. Take a look at what we have, the Chumash with you. The Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe Rashi Amatos, with Nei Yisrael Eimor, Zeh Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem. Moshe speaks to the heads of the Shvatim, the Nesiim. First he teaches them, and then he teaches Klal Yisrael. And what is he, how is the language, what language does the Torah use actually to describe this? Zeh Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem. And then we go to the parasha of the Dor. Look in the second Rashi, and that Divya Masla, Zeh Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem, says Rashi, Moshe Misnabe Bikoa Hashem Kachatzos HaLayla. What language did Moshe Rabbeinu use? Where's this pasuk found? We just read it recently in Parshas. Oh, correct. Excellent. Bikoa Hashem Kachatzos HaLayla. Ali Yotze Vanimiyim Misnabe Bikoa Hashem. They also use the language of Koa Hashem. Moshe Baleya Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu has one thing above them, namely, Shem Misnabe Beloshem Zeh Adover. Moshe uses the language which they don't use. Namely, what language? The language of Zeh Adover, Asher Tzivu Hashem. What exactly does Rashi mean by this statement? How is this somehow distinguished Moshe Rabbeinu from Shar Nevi'im? The fact that he says, Zeh Adover, Asher Tzivu Hashem. He also uses the language of Koma Hashem, which is used by Shar Nevi'im. But Moshe Rabbeinu is distinct in the fact that he uses the language of Zeh Adover, Asher Tzivu Hashem. How does that somehow place his Nevuah in a different category? So I saw many years ago a hesber of this Rashi in a sefer which I don't often quote, the Kedushas Levi. From Levi Yitzchak Berditcher, the Chatzai Gevurah. I happened to be leafing through that sefer, and I noticed that he has a comment on this sefer. And he says the following: all the Nevi'im, they use the language of Koam Hashem. Why? Because that which they saw, how do they see? How do the Nevi'im see? We discussed it already a number of times. They see b'chalom. Correct? They see in a vision that they have in a dream. And essentially, they interpret that which they see in the dream. Masheg, Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he see? He doesn't see in the dream. Everything he sees is with clarity. We discussed, if you remember, the psukim in the end of Parshas Balei last week. Pe'al, pe'al, dabebo, umar, v'lo, v'chidos. Moshe Rabbeinu, the vision that he has is not in the dream, he's fully alert, all his faculties and the like, that which he sees clearly, Baspaklari Hami'ira, directly from the Ratzon of Hashem is brought to him. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who has such a madrega. Bin Mare Velo Bechidos, no Mishalim, no Chidos, a direct vision that Moshe Rabbeinu has, and Moshe Rabbeinu can communicate with Hashem anytime he so desires. So the Kedushas Levi, I believe Yitzchak Berditcher contends, that's exactly what Zeh Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem. Koam Hashem, so said Hashem, is, shall we say, not a very precise kind of nevuah. But Zeh Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem is precisely what Hashem has brought said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Only he can make such a statement, only he has that Aspaklari Ami'ira directly from the Borei Olam, and therefore when that's expressed in such a language, Mashenkin, the language of Koam Hashem, that is not what he calls a Tzorech Ledoras, but a Tzorech Hashem. It's a temporary, provisional kind of nevuah given to Tisha B'Av. So the reason why I want to strike that, want to strike the iron in that Rashi is, take a look now, if you have the Chumash in front of you, look at the beginning, you say the Shemos, I'm talking about Shemos, Le'er and Bo, the three Pashas that we just read in the last few weeks. We find the language of Koham HaShem many, many times. Let's start with at the beginning of Pashas Shemos, in Parak Gimel, Pasuk Yudal. Near the Torah says, Vayomer Elohim Moshe. It's read Eya Asher Eya. According to the Rambam, perhaps it might very well be read Eke Asher Eke, Rambam on the Buchim, where this perhaps represents one of the Shemus of Hashem's Baruch. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that I was with them in this sorrow, I'll be with them in future sorrows. And the Rambam understands this language to be that Hashem is existence par excellence. It's like a shame of Hashem's Baruch, Eya Asher Eya, or Eke Asher Eke. I'm not getting into that right now. I'm just telling you, I'm on the Buchim, but I'm interested in the second part of the pasuk. Vayomer. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Soma Adonai Yisrael. Or rather, Hashem tells Moshe, Kol Soma Adonai Yisrael, Eye Shlachani Alech. So here the language of Kol Soma is used vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go a bit further. Parak Dalet. Pasuk Chaf Beis. This is found in the context of a... Actually, there's a piece on this in a sefer called Discourses on the Parsha of Rav Soloveitchik. Va'amartim el paro, ko amar Hashem b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Again, the language of what? Ko amar Hashem. In Perakei, Pasuk Galef, Yachar bo Moshe b'yarom, ayomu el paro, ko amar Hashem elokei Yisrael. Shalach ha-samim v'yachogu li v'amibba. Let's turn to Parshas Va'era. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin. We read Yudalot first just to get the context. Vayom Hashem Moshe Kamein Le Paro, Gadei Natach. Me'ein L'Shalach Ha'om, Leich Ha'paro Baboki, Hine Yotzei Ha'maimo, Nitzap Mekuras Ha'spas Ha'ror, Ba'amat Asher Eba, Ve'am Nishikah B'yadecha. Yamati Lom, Hashem Elokei Erevim Shalachan Yelech Aleymar Shalach Hazam Yavdu Vamidbar Yineh Lo Shomato Ad Kol Kol Amar Hashem Bezoz Tei Daki Ani Hashem. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavav Tzvardi Oyom Hashem Elo Shibar Al Paro Yomati Elo Kol Amar Hashem Shalach Hazami Biyavduni. I'm just going to continue. Shmos Peraches, Pasuk Tazayim. Vayom Hashem Moshe Hashkim Baboker, Vistatim Neparo, this is before the Mark of Oro. Yamati Lokom Hashem Shalachami, Viyavduli. Peraches, Pasuk Yudimo, before the Mark of Deber. Vayom Hashem Moshe Hashkim Baboki Bisasni Paro Yomati Lo Kom Hashem Okei Erim Shalach Esami Yabduni. The language of Kormar before Devon. Perek Yud. Hope you don't mind just pointing this out to you. You may not have noticed it. I want you to be cognizant of it. Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel Vayom Moshe Aaron Paro before Arbe Vayom Reilav Moshe Hashem Okei Erim Amnasam Yamta Ve'elam Biponai Shalach Ami Yabduni. And
why does it say
there's
Shalach Ami?
I'm sorry?
Why does it say there's Shalach Ami and then say Shalach Ami?
What should it say?
The other one says Kom Hashem Shalach Ami Yavim. This one says Shalach Ami Yavim.
Shalach as opposed to?
Shalach Ami.
Okay, that's a very good question. That's an excellent question which needs attention. Did you check every time to see that the word S is used, Ezra? You may be right. I'm just asking. Excellent. You are so far, but I have another place where it's not so. I knew there was another place. The Perakhes, look at Perakhes Tazayim. This is not, you just went off the topic, but that's fine. He had Perakhes Tazayim. This is right before the Makkah of Oro. Shalach ami v'yabdumi. So you are asking, now we can, I can just perhaps even, somewhere we see by Arba, by Oral, please take a look at, by the way, which Marcus have Shalach ami v'yabdumi? As I told you, and I wrote an article about this in a Agoda, Shal Pesach, published by a yeshiva called Tzara Shraga, a number of years ago. And you call it divide the Marcus into three sets. I didn't discuss it this year. What?
Three sets of three.
I can't hear.
Three sets
of three, 100%. And the first two, there's Asura, the third, there's no Asura. And I have a whole Shikul Tzara that I wrote on that. Maybe you'll take a look at it as you might. But your question is a good question. Maybe you'll check for me which ones have and which ones don't. The S without, do you know why? Please, I appreciate it. Maybe by evening tomorrow, what you can tell me, because I would like to see if it fits into my scheme of things that I have over there. But I did not discuss that, so I'm happy you mentioned it. No, the problem is there. Tomorrow, I was just told Rabbi Olshan left me 128 messages on my telephone, and among them, I just spent the whole day traveling back and forth listening to his messages. And what he does is he does it in a very way, okay, I won't get into it right now. But anyway, he told me tomorrow at 6 o'clock there's some panel. Panel with all the...
Did you see the signs?
I don't see any signs. I don't know, there are signs here. Where are the signs here?
It's in the weekly schedule.
I didn't know there's a weekly schedule. It's good to know. Where's the weekly schedule?
That's the
place.
Really? I never saw it. Okay, I'll take a look at it. But Rabbi Elshin left me the messages anyway. He always is worried about by not being aware of anything that's happening in the yeshiva, which is usually the case. What?
It's a legitimate concern.
It is a legitimate concern. No question about it. And so he left me a message. There's a panel discussion on with Shavuot Bet. I don't know what exactly. No. What are the issues of maybe Shavuot Gimel or Dalet Hei Vav? And what are we talking about? The alumni?
The key thing about questions from the real world. Questions from the real world.
Questions from the real world.
Questions
from
the real world.
Something like that. Yeah, anyway, you'll look for, I'm being serious. If you look for the... those places, I want to see which have, which don't have. We now have two that I know, there may be. I just want to see what it is. So, if you don't mind, I don't have time to do it. I have to be at a bar mitzvah tonight that my nephew is having. His oldest son getting a mitzvah. One of my nephews, I have a lot of them here, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yibro. Well, not Ken Yibro nephews, but probably Ken Yibro their children. Anyway, so I have to speak about bar mitzvah, so I won't be able to, unfortunately. I apologize. But if you don't know who you have tomorrow morning, you'll tell me? You can rely on me because you're a very reliable person.
Tomorrow night, don't you appear?
What is tomorrow night? Yes, I hope to be here tomorrow night. Yes. Okay, where was I in the middle of? Come on, thank you. So Shmos Yudalev, you got me you turned me aside. Okay, Shmos Yudalev Pasundalev. Look at Yudalev Pasundalev. This is the Makkah Bechoras. Call my Hashem, Kachatzos Alayim, the answer is on my side. So we just saw Rashi, according to Sifrei, in Matos, that Rashi says that all the Nevi'im use the language of Kol Hashem, so did Moshe. But Moshe is unique that he uses another expression, namely, Zeh Adam, which I told you from the Kedushas Levi, is essentially a reflection of the Madrega of the Nevi'im of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is much higher, very precise, very specific, Moshe, Kol Hashem. Not like this, the Balabatah Jekashe. Why does the Torah utilize the expression Kol Hashem, came out with all the Makos, with Rebbe Yitzchak Mitzrayim, so many, many times? And what is the answer? That when the Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the Madrega of Zeh Adavar, Asher Tzivah Hashem? Okay, excellent. Dovi is always on my wavelength. The answer is only in Matan Torah. Prior to Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was still not yet on the Madrega of Zeh Adavar, Asher Tzivah Hashem, and therefore, prior to Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Gender of Kol Hashem. It's not yet the Madrega of Nevuah, which is the sweet, generous Madrega, S-U-R-G-E-N-E-R-I-S. It's what? That's a Latin term which you should be familiar with. The distinctive Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet come to Matan Torah, which I want to discuss next, by the way, is what I want to talk about tonight, Maimon HaSinai, but I didn't get to it yet. Then I'd like to do a little bit more in this vein. Since I started with this, I want to go a bit further. There's a Ramban, just to show you that I'm not talking out of my hat, Yossi, don't think I'm talking out of my hat. So there's an Ramban here in Chumash, beginning of Shmos. Return to the beginning of Shmos, where Hashem is Barach, if you remember, by the Sneh. Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh. And then the Torah says, the following. Nathan, I'll show you the pasuk in the moment, so you can trust me.
I trust you.
Okay, you're very kind. In Perek Gimel pasuk Hey. Perek Gimel pasuk Hey. The Torah says, Hashem, Moshe goes to see this site, that you have a snare that's burning, and yet it's not consumed. And Moshe says in pasuk Gimel, Perek Gimel pasuk Gimel. Why is it not consumed? Why does Hashem say? Translate, please. Do not. How do you translate that? Is that the way to translate it? Closer. What does the word halo mean, please? Hey, lamed mem, translate, please. Rob?
Closer.
What does it say over there? Excellent. You have the translation, that's the article, I think?
It says you're near.
What does it mean?
It says you're near.
Correct. The word halo means near or closer. So I just want to, and Moshe Rabbeinu is told to remove his shoes. So the Ramban makes the following comment here on this pasuk, Al Tikav Halom. Lo higia adayim lamalo hagdola b'nevua. Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet come to the highest madrega in the Nevuah yet. Ki bahar Sinai, nigash el harapel al shashomer elokim. Only when Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who conveyed or gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, but the intermediary of Hashem is about to give the Torah at Har Sinai, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu received the highest madrega of the Nevuah, and yet at this point he's not yet at that madrega, and therefore that's why the Torah says, Hashem said to him, Al tikrav halom. As a matter of fact, all of the Farshim also say it. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis, when the Malach comes to him, Belabas Eish Mitoch HaSneh, and Moshe sees the snare, says the Svardo, another one of my favorite Farshim, the Svardo says over here the following, Ki lo hoysa nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu olam ha-shalom os ki Moshe hoysa achakach. It wasn't the same madrega that it was later on. And he says, Ki yorei may habit Eloi Elohim. Here it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Correct? That's Pasuk Vav in Vav. You see Pasuk Vav? Vayaste Moshe Panam ki yorei may habit Eloi Elohim. Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Correct? And this, of course, is the opposite of a Pasuk in Baalis, but that says what? When Moshe Rabbeinu reached his Madreg of Nevuah, as the Torah described it, Peel Peel Adabevo, Umar Evelo Vachidos, next three words, Usmunas Hashem Yabit. So it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet achieve that madrega at this point in time. You hear what I'm saying? Yossi? Hear Ezra?
Yeah.
Let me just, we have one more thing. But when, at what point did Moshe Rabbeinu come to that madrega? The answer is Matan Torah. That's what the Svardo here writes as well. So therefore, this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah in Mitzrayim is in the signum of Ka'am Hashem, because he's not yet ready for Zeh Adavar Hashem Zeh Hashem. Yes, start over there, yes. If you remember, in the wake of the Cheder Egel, Kisisa, Shmos, we have the following pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem Yisbarach, Lech Rei. Remember that pasuk? Rashi says, Lech Rei Nidulasta. That Moshe Rabbeinu is told to descend from his madrega. Down here in Pasuk, Berg Lamed Beis Pasuk Galah. Is that where it is? That's where the Chet Egel begins. Okay. Let me just read the Pasuk though that's relevant to this. And after they do the Chet Egel, Then in Pasuk Zayin, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Lech Rei, Yishich Eitz Amcho, Asher Otzeis in the Eretz Yisrael. So the Arachayim HaKadosh, I don't have an Arachayim here in this Chumash, but the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes the Gemara, he brought the Davlan of Ezim and Allah. But the Gemara actually translates, Rashi actually quotes part of it, so I should really note that. Rashi says, Lech Rei, Rei Bidu Asla. Lo Nesatil Chagudula Nishvila. And I only gave you two of Moshe Rabbeinu because of Kali Yisrael. Kali Yisrael, no longer the Madrega, you're no longer worthy of that Gedula. And therefore, what do you need the Gedula for? Because Lech Rei means what? It means really, according to Rashi, Lech Rei Bidulasa. But the Arachayim HaKadosh interprets this, Lech Rei Bidulasa. Gedula in what area? The area of Nebuah. Hashem is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Rei. You hear what I'm saying? Go down to the Madrega of Nebuah that you achieve, because this is after Matan Torah. Correct? And after Matan Torah, where the Pasuk says in Yerushalayim, Atsha Melech Menesibo near Dinasa and Rechel, while they were in the shadow of the mountain, they committed a terrible crime. Terrible chet of the chet Egel. Whatever the chet was, whether it's according to Rashi, it's a Medrash, Gilavai, Shivazama, Benazara, whether it's Ramban, Dibenez, Absadigo, and Kuzari, and everybody else. Not exactly that, but Lo Mishanyeh. The main thing is, Lech Rei Midulasa, that you're no longer worthy in the Madrega of Asmaklai and Meira. And that's exactly what the Pesukim, in effect, indicate. That's how the Arachayim HaKadosh indicate there was a diminution of the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael as a result of the Chet HaEgel. And take a look at Lamed Beis Chav Zayin. Look at Lamed Beis Chav Zayin for 1 second.
Moshe himself not being worthy. Klal Yisrael not being worthy.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Because they're not worthy, so he also, his whole, shall we say, claim to fame, or claim to Gedulah, is only based on Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael descends, then automatically he descends with him. And that's why, once the Rabbi Arachayim HaKadosh brings, I'm just bringing this Rabbi and you speak, Lamed Beis Chav Zayin. How does Moshe Rabbeinu now speak to them? Vayama Moshe Mishah Amlach Amil Hashem Eloi, Vayama Lehem, Ko Ama Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Mazeh. Yeah, Ezra. Do you have the right pasuk? Lamed Beis Chav Zayin. Why does it say Ko Ama Hashem? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the Madrega of the Vua that he achieved in Hasif. Yes?
I was saying there's a, there was a Tosk Mara last year that, that fits with that, that the students from like Hillel were ready to have the sunset at the time like Yeshua.
Come on, so good, yeah? So what about it?
So if it's 12, they weren't right because of their door. So
okay, excellent. No question about it. By the way, you see that in the Chalal, with the Vim, that if the door is not right, so then the Navi, unfortunately, is not able to do that which he wants to do. As I'll say, by Baruch Ben Eriya, Yemiyahu HaNavi, he wanted so much to be a Navi, Yokati v'anchosi u'menucha lo matzosi. So much he wanted to be a Navi, he wasn't Zochet. Why not? Because the door was not Roi V'kach. And then he himself, unfortunately, was, shall we say, affected, impacted, jarred by the fact that the door was not Roi V'kach. I just want to show you something similar. Yeah.
So Moshe went down because of the Yisrael at the Chet HaEgel?
Correct. He went down, according to Arachayim HaKadosh, by the way, it's not just his Chiddush, it's found in the Sefer HaEgel. Now this is Alba, you know that sinker? This is Alba divided, the Rambam has, how many Ikrim? 13, he divided them into 3. He felt there's no need to have 13 Ikrim, very famous, beautiful Sefer. This is Alba, so he also had the same Shtigl Torah as the Rachayim HaKadosh. They went down, and because they went down, Moshe Rabbeinu went down, is Madrega Nevuah. As they pointed out just now, Dovi just said that his Madrega Nevuah depends on them. He's not, shall we say, operating in a vacuum. Moshe Rabbeinu is only operating because of Klal Yisrael. We find something of similar nature. It's a Gemara Bar Basra. So of course, it's my favorite Masechta. The Gemara says in Bar Basra that if you remember, there was a period of time that Moshe Rabbeinu did not communicate with Hashem as Baruch. Namely, there was an interregnum of 38 years when Klal Yisrael were essentially under Hesed Ponim. I'll show you the Pesukim. If you take a look at Dvarim, you have to say the Dvarim. Actually, a Rashbam in Bar Basra who explains it, that as a result of what chet will Klal Yisrael placed into a kind of Esther Ponim or Nidui for 38 years, what chet? Correct, the Chet HaMeraglim. And after the Chet HaMeraglim, there was a 38-year period. The question is, what happened during that period? Did Hashem not communicate at all with Moshe Rabbeinu? Or simply, he didn't communicate with Klal Yisrael? But the way the Gemara says in Bar Basra, Kuf HaValev, there's a Gemara there that, I'm sorry?
During that time,
Yeah, yeah, that's a famous Tosfos. As it says that they, there was a cruise, they used to come out every day, say, Yibaba Chayman, and they sit and they sort of dug their own graves. Exactly. Very tragic period of time. And that's the point of the cognizant. But at one point, the Pasuk says, look in Dvarim, the beginning of Dvarim. I'll start with that. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vanepen, Vanisa, Midvara, Derach Yamsuf, Kasher Dibra Hashem Elai, Vanosa, Vesar Seir, Yomim Rabim. We circled Har Seir. Yomim Rabim refers to how long a period of time? Many years. And then, Vayomer Hashem, Elai Lemor. And there's another pasuk also like that. Vayidaber Hashem Elai Lemor means there are 38 year period. There was no communication. I'll just read the Perek Beis pasuk Tazayin. You have that? Here Rashi says in Beferish. You have Perek Beis pasuk Tazayin. Vayikash Shetamu Kol Hashem Lacham Alam Tzikem Rav. As when they all died, next pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem Elai Lemor. So look in Rashi. Oh, you don't have Rashi. But I'll read the Rashi over here. Vayidaber Hashem Elai Al Mishulach Amaragle Makan. From the time the Baragle was sent till now, Lo Nemar Beferish Vayidaber El Vayomer. Never says Vayidaber. Says Vayomer. Lo Lamecha. As long as Chai Yisrael were what? Nezufim. In Cherem. As literally translated what Rafi said, on the rebuke, Lo Nisyachin Imo Adiba B'Loshin Chiba Panam Alpanam. But this Rashi is Mashma, that Hashem did communicate with Moshe, but just not B'Loshin Chiba Panam Alpanam. So again, what do you see? There was a Yerida of the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. You hear that, Yitzhak? Because the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu was Panam Alpanam. And now Rashi says, that because of the 38 year period where there was not an open communication at the level upon him, Lashon Chiba, so that's why there was almost a kind of dead silence. And now, Pasuk Yitzayin, by Davar Hashem, Yomai Neymar. In other words, essentially, we have the following, and this is what the Rashbam of Balbasa Kufna Bala points out, that the Dibur was not with Moshe Pel Pel the way it was in the beginning, but if they needed to have conversation, so then, let's say the case of Korach. When did the story of Korach occur? After the Maisa Meraglim. Correct? So the story of Korach occurred after the Maisa Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with Hashem through a malach called Urim Betumim, but it was not the kind of communication that one would expect from Moshe Rabbeinu with Hashem is Barak, which of course is described in Balosla as Peel Peel Dabbebo, Umar Vela Mechidos Kusmunas Hashem Yavit. That already was no longer relevant in that period of time. So, what do you see from all this? You see that Moshe Rabbeinu, there were, shall we say, ups and downs. He was down till the Maimon HaSinai. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was in a very unique situation. Totally unique, totally distinct. But unfortunately, that did not remain as a result of number of the Cheder Ego. And then we see in Dvarim as a result of the Cheder Baraglim, that Madrego also went down. I just want to read Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Dvarim, Perek Beis Pasuk Tazayin, on this Pasuk. Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, "Ulekach lo matzivu l'shon vayedaber." We don't find the language of vayedaber. Misheshalach Moshe Meraglim ad kam. The word vayedaber is not found. What word is found? Vayomer. Why is vayomer found? The pishlo hisnabe mitok aspaklaya meira. Moshe Rabbeinu descended from his madrega, from his lofty perch of aspaklaya meira. Ubekan here in this pasuk says Rabbeinu Bechaye, "Gilu lo nuchach meyemes." Malas Lashon Vayedaber, Lashon Vayomer. Vayedaber is a higher madrega of Nevuah than the language of Vayomer. Mizeh Amu, he quotes the Gemara of Avasa Kul Chabala, Vayedaber Hashem Elai, Hoya Adiva Kloma, Akshu B'Dibur, Velo Kodim Lachain, Elo Bamira. Before that it was Bamira. It says, Amen Bechaye, you want a Raya? I'll bring you a Raya. Yibu Yo Anovi, Perakala Pasuk Vav. It's unbelievable. How we show the Ripsuki. Pasuk says, Yibu Yo, Vo Omar, Yimiyol, you know, remonstrated with Hashem. Yimre Yimiyol, Mechukiyol. Min HaKohen Hashem, Ba'anos, and Zeres Binyamin. Asher Hoya, Dvar Hashem, Eilon. You call? Remember Yimiyol Anami? So the Pesuk of the Rebbe begin to indicate to us, he did not want to. B'terem Retzok of Abed Nidaticho, U'b'terem Tetsim Erech of Yidashticho, Novi Lagoy Mesatticho, Bo'omar! Aho Hashem Elokim! And what did he say? Hinei Lo Yadati, Daber. Inara Noichim. Zok, Rabbeinu Bechaye. What does it mean? Hinei lo yadati daber. I'm not yet holding by the madrega of the Ruach. You hear this? Unbelievable. He's like, they know how to read Pesukim. Perak al vasikvam in Yirio. Yes. Inevo yadati daber. I'm not yet holding by one madriga of vayadaber. Kinao alechi. You are, I discussed, I don't know if I discussed it here. Maybe I did. When did I discuss it? Babanel is Akdamba to Yirio. I discussed it here, of course I did. Correct. The Ababanel claims that the closest Navi to Moshe Rabbeinu was who? Yirmiyahu. You find many, many parables. He goes one after the next. All the parables. However, Yirmiyahu suffered from a number of, shall we say, terrible, terrible things. His language is full of errors. A lot of creasing sins. That's what he writes, Ababanel. Of course, the Balvin just hits him over the head. Kimat says, how could you say things like this about Yirmiyahu HaNavi? But one thing is clear, that if you assume there is some parallel between Yirmiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu, but here he did not yet achieve that level. Aho Hashem Elokim, Yinei lo yadati taber, ki naro nochi. So now going back to the Sifrei quoted by Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Matos, I think we understand it now a little bit better. Namely, there's a distinction between Kohen Ma'asher I forgot to turn it off. I'll wait till he finishes. Then I will turn it off.
It's a reject button. It makes you feel better.
Where is that reject button?
Just turn it
on. Oh, it says reject. How do I do that?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Tell you is that all of the being use the lashon of Kohen Hashem all the time. And that shows what? The Madrega of the Vua, which is lower than Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Aspaklaya Shein in the Ira. However, Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the Bat Torah Aspaklaya in the Ira. So it's no longer Kohen Hashem, but rather Ze Adonor Hashatim Hashem. However, however, Moshe Rabbeinu, there were times where he clearly went down to his madrega. When? Number one? When did Moshe Rabbeinu go down to his madrega, number one? Chet HaEgel. Number two? Chet HaRadim, correct. Correct. Number three, by the snap, Moshe Rabbeinu was not yet holding by that madrega. You hear what I'm saying?
He goes down.
He's on the upward trajectory, wasn't they setting up? Let me just show you something else, which also to me is very striking. Since I started this already, I may as well finish it. I didn't plan on doing this tonight, but that's what happens. And once you get on the roll, you continue. Take a look at this. The matzah of Moshe Rabbeinu before Mount Torah. You can see the two parshas. I'm Espali Shem before Shlomo. And I don't know your mother's name. What's your mother's name?
What?
Rafi Ben.
Before
Ben.
Before Aaron Ben. Basra.
Before Aaron Ben.
Ben.
Well, give him a chance. Ben?
Basha Hadar, I believe.
Basha Hadar.
Basha. Basha.
Basha.
Basha.
Okay, just 1 second, you have to go on my list. The file.
Aaron.
Aaron. Then Basha.
Basha.
Hadar. So hey, if you don't mind, and you'll be Miss Bala for me. So this way, called Mispal Chavero, Yitzchak Lo Yisod Dama, then Yatchila, the Gemara says of Brachas. So my name is Avishai Chaim, Ben Feger Rivka. And I need a poor shlema from this silly cough of mine. That's why I don't sit all night, this cough all night. I want to show you something else. At the Pasha, I read a little bit before, when Moshe Rabbeinu remonstrates with Hashem is brought, beginning of Shemos, who am I, Hashem Paro? Hashem says, I'll be with you, don't worry, everything will be fine. So, and then all the osos, the Perek Gimel, Shmos, all the osos that were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. So I read some of them, so good, but you don't remember them, probably you don't remember 100%. Okay, I'll just read a little bit. Vayad Moshe Vayomer, Ve'eloi Aminuli, Lo Yishu Lukoli, Ki Yomu Lo Nira Vach Hashem. I'm saying, well, who are you? Beginning of Shmos. correct? Vayomer Hashem Azav Biyadecha Vayomer Mateh. It's a Mateh. I'm such a character, you should know, that there's a woman whose name is Mateh. That's the family name is Mateh.
Yeah.
She was involved in all the shidduchim of my children. So whenever I see her, so I say to her, I start singing, V'yas ha-Mateh hazeh tikach v'yodecho, asher taseh bo es ois ois. Or you should collect that. But she was the Mateh, who made the Isis. I can't almost resist anymore. There was a boy in my house on Shabbos. He's an Israeli boy. He's a friend of one of my sons, my youngest son. So he came to that. He doesn't speak any English. My son's teaching him. He's a roommate for the last 2 years. Avram Yitzchak. He's teaching him a few words of English. And his name is Wiesel. So every time he comes to my presence, I say, Pop goes the Wiesel. So my wife begged me to be on my best behavior. And not to do that in his presence. First of all, the kid doesn't know what the heck that is. Baruch Hashem. What is it referring to, by the way? I don't really know what it refers to.
It's like they have this little contraption that has a little thing in, you turn a handle and
correct. It's jack it pops off. Correct. Pop goes the diesel. And the song is diesel.
The song is pretty like a macabre, yes.
What is
pretty
macabre.
The probably is.
What does diesel mean in Hebrew?
I have to get moving, but I don't want to keep you over time. So here they have a pasuk that says, Mateh Hashachei Ha'atza, Vayaz Moshe Mipanam, Shlach Yonkav Echad Viznavo. You know the pasuk I'm reading here in Perek Dalet? I'm sorry, I said Perek Gimel. I finished Perek Gimel already. Perek Dalet, pasuk Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Bav, Zayin, Chesed, Test, Yud, all the eggs, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Shor, etc., etc. So what do you see? That at this stage, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Amunah of Tal Yisrael, and the leadership of Moshe wasn't dependent on his ability to go ahead and produce all kinds of songs. Correct? And is that a high madrega of the Ruah or a low madrega of the Ruah? Low, correct. Why is that a low madrega of the Ruah?
Because this is the attribute shot to be proven.
Exactly.
One
second. Mashiach, what is it? I'm coming to that. And the Rambam says again, that Klal Yisrael, the reason why they believe Moshe Rabbeinu, low Avinu, because of Eisei Sha'asa. Someone who believes based on ourselves, you can say it's based on Kishur and necromancy and who knows what. But they believe it because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who Hashem Yisbar gave credence to. In Parag Yutes of Yisrael. So what does the Torah say over there? Hayom Hashem Moshe. Hinei Anochi Boi Lecha Ba'av Ha'anan. Ba'avur Yishma'am V'dabri Yimach. Pasuk Tes. Hinei Anochi Boi Lecha Ba'av Ha'anan. Yutes Tes. Ba'avur Yishma'am V'dabri Yimach. V'gam Becha. Yaminu Le'olam. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu, shall we say, Hashem is Baruch, articulated very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrig and the Ruah is going to be a high Madrig to believe in, not because of Osas, that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaTorah, in Alach Aleph, I think it's Perek Zayin. The Rambam says over there, that call yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to believe in because of the Osas. Because Amam and Apiyesh, we read this Rambam.
So
it's Perek Yudalek
for Azir Hashem.
Okay, excellent. That's right. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, excellent. So yesh believe odofi, because the fact is it could be the law, the oath was run to Kishuk. On the contrary, everything Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar was in order to bring a raya, karas hayam, we needed Muslim, he gave us the man, we were thirsty, he split the rock, korach, they will swallow it up, but when the Klal Yisrael, when the Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the Madrega, only in Maimon HaSinai. Because there, Maimon HaSinai, we saw with our own eyes, we heard our own ears, the Eishin, the Kailas, and Lapidim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was called by Hashem Yisbarach. Go tell him such and such. Panim b'panim divrei Hashem yibachem. And that's what the Rambam says from this pasuk. Hinei anochi boi lecha ba'av ha'onam. Shemos yutes test. Ba'avur yishma'am b'davri imach v'gam b'chol yaminu le'olam. Says the Rambam, we see that prior to this, they did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu with the full emunah. But rather an emunah that was, shall we say, someone that was full of equivocation and doubts and what have you. So the effect, what in effect transformed Moshe Rabbeinu to the mandavi that he was? The answer is, as Dovi said, Matan Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was zolke to that madrega of the Ruah. No one called Hashem, but rather Zeh Adavar Hashem Tziv Hashem. Yes.
So what does it mean when it says Rein Nesaticha Elokim L'Farah?
Excellent kasha. Now this kasha I actually sort of alluded to 2 weeks ago, and the Ramban is the one who discusses it. And the truth is, Machlokes are showing them over there. But it could very well be, according to Ramban, that already at that point Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to a madrega. Look at the Ramban right over there. Rein Nesaticha Elokim L'Farah. Rav Nochi Chiyan Nebiyach, the Parshim Va'era. Atzav Dabi is Lashem. It's a very prepared sign, is it not? Yes, it is. It's still there. So the Ramban here, if I can find it. Ve'en Satif Elohim Lepharo, Va'aron Nochi Chiyan Nebiyach. Rashi there tells you the Nebiyach means Lashem Yitzvah Sayyid. But there is a Ramban somewhere, for some reason I can't find it right now, but the Ramban there alludes to what you just said. That there's already an ascending of Madrega on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to say a whole thing about this, but I really don't have the time. I had to speak at a bar mitzvah. You see, I want to connect Eisei Zemeisei with Koach Hashem. And Zeh Adav Hashem, Asher Tziv Hashem, that's no longer Eisei Zemeisei. What's the difference between these two, shall we say, Madregas, if you will? Eisei Zemeisei is based on what he called a kind of divine inspiration that a Navi produces different types of miracles and what have you, miraculous events like Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of his tenure as a Navi. Rashi quotes from Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tiron ben Vuad. He was a tyrant. You hear that, Ezra? Tyrant is spelled T-Y-R-O-N, not a tyrant. What does a tyrant mean? A novice. He was a novice ben Vuad. As Ezra says in Chazal, Rashi quotes him. Tiron ben Vuad. And that's the Madrega of someone who has to do this, else is a Moshe. And I would like to say the following. And this is by way of extrapolation, up your mind. I said this before, but I'll say it again. And I'll say it again. I'll say it again. There are two ways to come to Limud HaTorah. One is, Rabbi, I want to be inspired. Rabbi, how come you're not inspiring me? How come I don't feel ecstatic? How come I'm not orbiting the stratosphere?
I
think Pasha Shemini in this course is correct. But I don't use this language. I mean, I call it Rabbi, so. And then there's the other approach, and that is the following. Every 10 yards is a first down. How do I get to those 10 yards? A screen pass. The fullback takes the football. With good blockers, gets down to the 3 yards, another screen pass. Finally, the quarterback himself gets the first down by jumping over the back. And then we continue to grind out yardage, headed towards the goal posts. What are they called?
Goal
posts. Headed for the goal posts. So the question is it better to get an 85-yard touchdown pass that the tight end catches?
Yes.
Or no, it's better to show the chokhmah of the playbooks. in the 85-yard touchdown pass, 3/4 of the time it's either it overreaches the intended receiver, or it's intercepted, or it's simply whatever. Maybe it's caught 20% of the time. Maybe. But that's exciting. Inspiration. But where is the real test of a person? Not inspiration, but perspiration. And that is when you grind out the yardage. 4 yards here, 3 yards there, 2 yards there. Third down, he's going to make it. Quarterback jumps over. Got a first down. And then nochamol, and nochamol, and nochamol. And that's what Limud HaTorah is all about. Not through Eises, not through Meisim. That's Kodem Hashem. That's not the real Nevuah. The real Nevuah is perspiration. Zeh Adav Hashem, Tziv Hashem. I really like that extrapolation.
You're feeling okay.
What was that?
You're feeling okay.
I'm feeling excellent.
What are you feeling confidence?
This is your new play.
What'd you say?
It's going to be your new play. Step by step.
That, by the way, is the yesod of someone who wants to become a Talmud Chacham. People make a mistake. They think they're going to become a Talmud Chacham overnight. They're going to be inspired by some charismatic Rosh Hashiva. That's not sitting over here, that's for sure. And they are going to somehow be, as I said, they're going to orbit. But they're all like that. It doesn't work that way. Every Rashi, every line of Gemara, every word that I translate, every diuk that I make in the Ritva, every hezmer that I say in the two pshatim of the Ritva, every havana that I have in a Rishon, and every Tesis and Rashi and another Gemara and another Gemara, but Pruta, Mitzdarabis, Nechesh, and Govita, as the Gemara says about Basra. That's the Yisod. Not to Ezes and Basin, not to Kwa Mashem, Adavka, Zadar Hashem, and Basin. I'm not saying you can't be inspired, you should be inspired. Once in a while, all of us have to be inspired, including yours truly.
Sounds like a B'di-Evan.
I didn't say it's a B'di-Evan, but there's no question. If you really want the Torah to stick to your ribs and to make a kinyan in Torah, the only way to do it is not through oisus and oisim, but through perspiration, grinding out the arch. Halavai we should deserve that for that madrega in the Buah. We also need karma Hashem, we need some inspiration here and there, but ultimately it's the working and the amala shel Torah and the gia shel Torah that will kind of make a kinyan in your nefesh and hopefully bring you day, that's how it's all.